Welcome to Shalom Shalom and the Daf Shir is sponsored by Nishmas Arim B'Yakos Shalom and Le'ab HaSitzchok. We're holding a new Medaf Memtes. The Gemara in the beginning of Medalef concludes this sugya that started in Daf Memches. And the Gemara says that really Hayulocha B'Smoil, carrying blood in the left hand, is possible. That every time you do an avoid with the left hand, is possible the carbon. But only in Yom Kippurim, that's when we say that he takes the Machto B'Yamin and the Kaf B'Smoil. He takes the coals in his right hand, and the kaf, which holds the ketores, he takes it in the left hand. And as the Gemara said previously, that even though the ketores is the ikar, ketores is the main part, we still take it in the left hand. And the Gemara explained, because usually the machta is more, there's more coal than ketores, and therefore he always holds the coal in the right hand and the ketores in the left hand. But obviously this needs more explanation. What's pshat that dafka Yom Kippurim, from all the days of the year, we do this avodah of hoylacha, we do it with the left hand? How do we understand it? So I want to introduce today an explanation which is rooted in Divrei Kabbalah, which we don't really have shaychus to. But we'll try to understand it based on how the Sfarim explain it, and give us a little bit of a taste for us to understand what it means. So in the Sefer Bris Kehunas Oilom, which was written by Rav Yitzchak Isaac HaKohen from Koritz, who was a Talmid of the Magdim Mezrich, Sefer Kabbalah, big, deep Sefer Kabbalah, he explains over there something, he says a sentence, that what the Kaf represents in Yom Kippurim is not so significant. And that's what we carry on the left hand, to demonstrate that this part of the Kaf is not so strong in this day. And to understand this a little bit more, let's go back to something we discussed early in Daf Lamed Aleph. The beautiful explanation of the Avodas Yisrael, who is the Koshnitzer Magid, who is another Talmid of the Magid Mezrich. And he says in the name of the Magid Mezrich that the Kaf and Machta B'Yom Kippurim, what they represent? They represent the letters Vav and He of Shem Hashem. What does that mean? The name of Hashem is built from four letters, Yud K Vov K. As brought down, the Shloh speaks about it. Yud K belongs to the Elyonim, belongs up there in Shemayim. That's the Gilui Shechinah up there. Vov He is how Kadosh Baruch Hu is revealed here in this world. An example to this we find by Amalek. When Amalek comes and fights with Israel, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Ein Hashem Shalem. From now on, the name will not be so complete. There will be only Yudke. You will not have Vavhe. Why not? Because when Amalek is here, you can't see how Kadosh Baruch Hu is revealed here down in the world. So Vavhe is the Gilu, is the revelation of Kadosh Baruch Hu down here in the world. Now, the full explanation of that is rooted also, again, in Divrei Kabbalah. But we have a little bit of understanding to understand what it means. The Vav and He represent the influence and the receiver of the influence. The potential and bringing the potential to fruition. Always, the letter Vav means Vav HaChibo. When you connect two things, you bring something from one place to another, the letter Vav is the connector. The letter He is always the thing itself. He HaYedil is when you want to refer to something, you say, that chair, HaKise, the is He. He emphasizes the thing itself. So Vav represents how things come from above down here. And He is how they are implemented in the human beings down in the world. In other words, you have Yudke up in Shammai. But then how does it come and come down to this world? That's what Vav represents. Our Chibur, Vav HaChibur, to above. That's all the Hashpahs that come from Shammai. Once it comes down here, we human beings, we are represented with the letter He. We're the ones that get the influence from above. Going back to the Avodas Yisrael, Avodas Yisrael is telling us that the Kaf and Machto, the Machto is a shape of a hay, because it's square. The Kaf, which is a shape of a ladle, of like a spoon, it is the shape of a Vav. The Kaf is the Vav, the Machto is the hay. Now the special unique thing that we have in Yom Kippur, as it brought down the Arizal, and we mentioned this earlier in the Masechta, is that we are not like the rest of the year, that we are down here in the world. Yom Kippur, we elevate ourselves up to Shemayim. Human beings, so to speak, are up there. They don't belong down here. They are like malachim. They separate from this world and elevate themselves. Meaning, they do not need anymore as much the vav hachibur, the hashpa from above. Because they are on their own, directly connected to the source. Usually you have the source up in Shemayim, we're down here in the world. What's the connector? That's the vav, that's the connection. But in Yom Kippurim that we belong to above, I don't need that connector anymore. I'm not so tallu in that vav. That goes back to the Brisky and Asoilim, what he says. So the Yom Kippurim, the kaf, which is the main avoida, but represents the letter vav, represents the hashpas from above, we hold it in the left hand. To show that that's not the ikar. Most of the year, the keteris goes in the right. That's where the hashpas come from. And then the machtas in the left, that's where we receive everything. That's what comes to fruition by us. But in Yom Kippurim, that we belong above, the machta, which represents us, is in the right. And the kaf, which represents the hashpas in the left, it's, so to speak, lesser in degree because we don't really need it. Obviously, these are very deep things and there's much more to expand upon it. And halavai that we were able to get to some understanding of what this all means. Anyone wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com. Mm-hmm.